Hey there. Ever wondered what's really going on with all those empty offices you see around DC? I mean, we're talking a 21.52% office vacancy rate, which is kind of wild for a city known for, power moves. So today we are diving deep into that DC office market.
Yeah, let's do it.
We've got the latest reports, market data, all that good stuff to give you the inside track on average rental costs and really what's driving those numbers.
Definitely.
For instance, did you know that the average rent per square foot in DC is hovering right around 53 bucks?
Yeah, around there.
Now, before you think that's the magic number for your business plan, our expert is here to tell us why it's not so simple.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The DC real estate scene, it's anything but, one size fits all. So you've got your Class A buildings, think, sleek, modern spaces, all the amenities.
Course.
Those are commanding top dollar, averaging around $55 per square foot. Then there's Class B, a good option, a solid option for those kind of seeking a balance between cost and quality, with rates around $48.
Makes sense.
And then finally, you've got your Class C spaces, which are more budget friendly, coming in at around 38 bucks a square foot.
Okay, so more nuanced than just a single average. Got it. But what I find really interesting, even with these, distinct classes, is that vacancy rates are all over the map, like literally.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For example, Noma, with its kind of trendy vibes and all the new tech companies, boasts a pretty low vacancy rate of 13.72%.
Yeah, it's pretty hot right now.
But then you go over to the East End, which is known for its more traditional businesses, right?
Yeah.
The grander, older buildings, and bam, vacancy rates are soaring past 24%.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
So what gives?
It's a great question. I think part of it boils down to the businesses gravitating toward those areas. Noma, with all the newer developments, it's attracting, tech and creative industries,
Minute then.
companies looking for those really modern, flexible workspaces.
Right.
Whereas the East End, while prestigious,
Yeah.
houses mainly older buildings, which may not offer that same adaptability and that sort of tech infrastructure that, modern companies really need.
Right, they need to be able to move quickly, change
Exactly.
things up. But I do want to point out something interesting to you because we see these high vacancy rates, but then we also see significant office space sales happening in DC,
We do.
almost $900 million worth in 2023 alone.
That's a lot of money.
So are investors not getting the memo?
Well, they're definitely paying attention. It seems like they're not panicking, though, right? It seems like they're playing the long game, banking on DC's resilience and betting on a future where that demand for office space rebounds.
Interesting. So less about the now and more about the future of DC's office landscape.
Precisely. And this is where understanding the bigger picture is really crucial. The pandemic, it had a seismic impact on how and where we work.
I mean, it changed everything.
Yeah, and suddenly remote work wasn't just a perk. It was essential. It was a necessity. And while things are kind of, stabilizing, that shift towards hybrid work models is definitely shaping real estate decisions.
So companies aren't ditching the offices entirely, but they're
Not
reevaluating
reevaluating for
what
one.
their needs actually are.
Downsizing, opting for shorter, more flexible lease terms, and they're prioritizing spaces that, contribute to collaboration and innovation.
Of course, that makes sense, which plays a role in those varying vacancy rates. But we can't forget, though, this is DC. It's not just market trends at play here, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. The government's influence on the DC office market is huge. It can't be overstated. A prime example is the recent push for federal agencies to reduce their office footprint.
I read about that.
Just as like a cost-saving thing. But this move alone injected so much space back into the market. And it's impacting those vacancy rates, especially in areas with a high concentration of government offices.
So you've got companies adjusting to these new ways of working, and you've got government policies influencing the market, like a real estate Rubik's Cube.
It really is. And that's exactly why navigating the DC office market can feel so just daunting right now.
I bet.
Traditional long-term leases, they just feel like a risky proposition in this climate.
That's a good point. It does feel like businesses are stuck between a rock and a hard place, right? Because it's like stick with the familiar but potentially risky long-term lease. or take a gamble on something new.
And that's why I think we're seeing a surge in these like alternative workspace solutions.
Yeah.
Things are changing so rapidly.
That's right. And they're popping up all over DC offering those flexible terms, the prime locations.
Yeah.
Amenities that actually cater to the modern workforce.
Right. It's not just about, you know, the old school cubicle farm anymore.
No, not at all. One example that comes to mind for me is Advantage Workspaces.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Have you heard of them?
Yeah, absolutely. They've definitely tapped into something with their approach.
I think so, too.
Absolutely. They are all about flexibility. They offer month-to-month agreements instead of those, you know, long-term leases that can really feel restrictive, I think, in today's market.
Yeah, totally. And you know what else I like about them?
What's that?
They haven't compromised on location.
Oh, that's huge.
Right. They've got spaces right downtown.
They do.
And in Chevy Chase.
Right.
Offering that, like, coveted convenience factor.
It makes a difference.
That everyone wants.
Right. Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to be stuck with a long commute anymore.
Exactly.
It's all about that work-life balance.
And what I find interesting about their whole model is their focus on this, like, holistic work experience.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about, you know, desks and Wi-Fi.
It's so much more than that.
Which is so 2019.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, they've got gyms now.
I've seen those.
Rooftop patios. They're even bringing their meeting room designs into the 21st century.
I love that.
No more, you know, drab conference rooms stuck in the 80s.
The wood paneling.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
And it's all inclusive, too.
It is.
It's just huge. No hidden fees or, like, you know, surprise charges.
It is so important for budgeting.
Right. Music to any business owner's ears, I would say.
I think so.
Transparency and predictability. That's key in this crazy market.
Absolutely. In today's uncertain market, it is essential.
For sure. And I think another thing that they've really nailed is that scalability factor.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're just, you know, a solopreneur just starting out or you're a growing company.
Yeah.
That needs to expand.
Advantage Workspaces can handle it.
They can adapt to whatever you need.
Which is huge.
Which I think is really cool.
Yeah, you got to be able to adapt and pivot, you know?
You do.
Yeah.
Because who knows what next month is going to bring?
Exactly. Who knows?
It seems like they really have considered, like, all the pain points of businesses.
They've done their homework.
They have. And they've created a solution that speaks directly to it.
And that's exactly why this model is really gaining so much traction.
Yeah.
You see it in DC, you see it in other major cities.
Definitely a trend.
It reflects a broader shift, I think, toward like a flexible, agile workspace.
It really does.
That really aligns with today's workforce, you know?
Right, because they want to be able to work from anywhere.
Exactly.
And do anything.
The office can be anywhere.
Exactly. It makes you wonder, though, is this a glimpse into the future of work?
Yeah. Is this it?
Are traditional offices on their way out the door?
I mean, it's a big question. Right?
It is. It is a big question.
Right. It really makes you think.
Are we saying RIP to the traditional office as we know it?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily like the death of the office.
Okay.
But it's definitely changing.
Okay.
It's like a metamorphosis.
Ooh. I like that metamorphosis.
Yeah.
So not gone, just different.
Exactly. It's evolving. I think what we're seeing is kind of a recalibration of what an office represents.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. It's not just a place where you go to, you know, punch in and punch out.
Right.
It's becoming more of a hub for collaboration, for innovation, connection, you know.
So you're saying it's becoming a place where people actually want to be.
Exactly.
Not just have to be.
Yeah. And I think that's why these new models that we're talking about, like Advantage Workspaces, they're really incorporating those social spaces and those amenities.
Makes sense.
They're creating destinations, not just, you know, desks.
Yeah. They're giving people a reason to want to come in.
Exactly. And they're recognizing that the modern workforce, we crave that flexibility and that sense of community.
Yes.
And their workspaces really reflect that.
So it's about finding that sweet spot, I guess, between functionality and, you know, a good working experience.
And that's what I think makes this such a cool time for the DC office market. It's so dynamic, so innovative.
It's exciting.
It really is, as people are figuring out, okay, what do we need, you know?
What works for us.
Exactly. And how do we make this work?
Right, because it's not one size fits all.
No.
It's not just, do we stay in the office or do we all go remote?
Exactly. There's so many options.
Yeah, it's finding what that right fit is.
Absolutely. It's different for every business.
It is.
You've got to look at your needs, your budget, your company culture. There's a lot that goes into it.
Well, for our listeners out there who are grappling with this very question,
right,
what to do about this whole office space thing, what would you say? What's like that one key takeaway?
You know, I would say embrace the change.
Okay.
Embrace the evolution. The DC office market is going through this really cool transformation.
I like it.
And don't be afraid to think outside the box.
Yeah.
You know, challenge those old assumptions, explore new solutions, and most importantly,
yeah,
figure what really matters.
To you.
To your business, to your employees, to your team.
I love it.
That's how you find a workspace that really works.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
It's all about adapting.
Yes.
Finding those solutions that help you and your business thrive.
Exactly.
So to everyone listening, you know, as you're figuring out your own workspace,
mm-hmm.
remember, there are a lot of possibilities out there.
A lot of options.
Maybe it is downsizing. Maybe it's going hybrid. Or maybe it's taking a chance on something new like we've been talking about with Advantage Workspaces.
Explore your options.
Exactly. The key is to stay informed. Keep asking those questions.
Do your research.
And imagine that future of work. You know, one that lets you and your team not just survive, but really, truly thrive.
Love that.
Until next time, keep diving deep.